Let's expand on this example a bit further. Consider the southbound movement. If the eastbound was given phase 2, the southbound would be identified as phase 4 based on the standard phasing numbering convention that was discussed earlier. In this case, the distance for the southbound phase 4 to clear through the intersection is 140 feet. The approach speed is 25 miles an hour, and the vehicles are on a level grade. As shown earlier, with the 25 mile an hour speed limit, the yellow time would be 2.8 seconds. The all red time, based on the formula, would be given here would be 4.4 seconds. Now, graphing this, based on what we just found earlier, the walk interval is 7 seconds, the pedestrian change interval is 32 seconds, and the solid don't walk would be the 7.2 seconds, which would be equal to the yellow and all red time. Notice that the vehicle green interval then usually wants to cover the walk and the flashing don't walk timing interval. To have the vehicle green interval cover the walk and don't walk time would require roughly 39 seconds. Adding in the yellow and all red, phase 4 split time would be equal to 46.2 seconds. This becomes very important in the determination of the cycle length and how to handle pedestrians in coordinated operations. If you use the full 46.2 seconds, if there are any detector failures, the vehicle phase will always get its full 46.2 seconds. Also, using this 46.2 seconds starts to require longer cycle lengths, which lead to longer queues and longer waiting times for vehicles on the opposing phases. It is possible to program in a split value for phase 4 of something less than 46.2. In those cases, if a pedestrian does push the button, it will extend all the way out to its 46.2 because it must give the full walk, flashing don't walk, and solid don't walk time for the pedestrians. In a case like that, in a coordinated signal, the signal will be taken out of coordination to service the pedestrians and then must get back into sync with the other signals. If there are many, many pedestrians, this can be very disruptive to the signal coordination within your system.